Brighton Festival 2018. Let's get stuck in with Your Place, which is a community initiative that takes place at the Brighton Festival, and it takes the festival out of the city centre into some of the more outlying parts of Brighton. I mean, they're not exactly
far away.
Brighton and Hove, it all started with a conversation with last year's guest director, Kate Tempest, and a year later, it's still going strong. Well, with us are Valerie Fouché from Hangleton and Jackie Summers from East Brighton, as two of the areas that Your Place is going to, joining us now. Were you both involved last year as well?
Yes, we were.
So who wants to tell me how it came about, how they were first introduced to the concept? Jackie?
The people who do Brighton Festival, Beth Burgess and then Naomi Alexander from the Brighton People's Theatre, got in touch with us and asked if we would sort of be interested in hosting events and being a part of the steering committee to put our ideas forward and make choices.
So where exactly are you doing the hosting? What venue are you?
We're at the Manor in East Brighton on Manor Road.
And what was your response when you were first contacted?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, and then this thing with Kate Tempest, the fact that it was her as guest director that said, let's get it out into the communities, make it accessible to more people. Oh, it's just, why would you not be involved? It's amazing.
And Valerie, was that your response at Hangleton as well?
Yeah, we were. I remember Naomi coming around and visiting the community centre, and we thought that's going to be so amazing if we have one show from Brighton Festival in the community centre. And they came up with a whole weekend of free events, so it was like we were totally blown away.
Yeah. So give us a flavour of some of the events that took place last year before we come on to this year's ones.
Well, Kate Tempest obviously was amazing. We had quite a few children's events. I've got a sister with special needs. We went along on the Sunday. I was there anyway. And just initially for a coffee and to get the day going. And this kids' event, this book came to life. And it was just absolutely magical. That was brilliant. Oh, God, there was so much going on. There was, like, little workshops. There was a dance troupe outside. There was just something for everyone. And it was, again, to use the word again, blown away by the support we got, the amount of people that turned up, the performances.
Valerie, if I remember rightly, I spoke to you before the weekend last year, and you were not knowing quite how many people would turn up, who from the usual community centres users would come along, because it was so different for them. How was it? Who came along?
It was a bit mixed, but we had a few users of the community centre, not as much as we were hoping. And most events were full, but also people coming from outside of the community assisted to them.
I was wondering about that, actually. So people actually, you know, because you have to get out to Hangleton on a bus. Mm. You have to get out to East Brighton on a bus, which makes it difficult for people to get into town if you don't have any transport. I was wondering, actually, how many people came out and went like, this is the first time I've been to Hangleton.
A lot of people, but also, for the community, for the local community, that was the first time they were going to a Brighton Festival event, sure, because they don't go to town, they don't take a bus and take the whole family.
So it's expensive.
Even when you have a car, just it's not something. Brighton Festival was completely out of the picture, and in town you can see how busy it is, how so many things are going on. But in Brighton, in Hangleton, you can go for the whole 3 weeks without seeing anything until this year.
You're agreeing there, Jackie. Oh, so was that the experience with you as well in East Brighton?
Totally. I think, it was like considered quite elitist, the festival, I think. So, to have it in the community and community members to make use of it and see what was going on was amazing. I also think this year, because we did last year, we've learnt from things, even though it was amazing, and people are actually going out in the community now with programmes and door knocking and getting sort of a dialogue going with people as well. So I'm hoping more local people will respond to that.
You listen to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. This is the Brighton Festival special programme with Melita Dennett and Rebecca I forgot your name. Rebecca something or other. And we're talking to Valerie Fouché and Jackie. That was rude, wasn't it?
Sandals.
Sandals, thank you. I know we're definitely talking to Valerie Fouché and Jackie Summers. We're talking about your place, and we're going to be finding out what's happening in your place in 2018.
The Brighton Festival 2018. The sound of your city.
We're talking to Valerie Fouché and Jackie Summers about your place taking place this weekend.
Yeah, and Jackie, just before we heard there from Lily Moore, was telling us how you were doing a lot more to bring in the local community. So local people are thinking, no, this is all elitist, it's not really for me. Mm. And is that the experience as well, Valerie, over at Hangleton, that you're, you know, reaching out to people more this year?
Yes, we are expanding in the park. And I don't know if you remember last year, it was all in the main hall and some of all the rooms we had. This year, there's going to be the bandstand, which is going to host a lot of music and dance and games and activities for kids, bouncy castle and things like that. So it's going to be much more visible. Today, the bandstand has started to be set up and people started asking, what's going on? Mm. Can I ask, what's happening? Brighton Festival is coming. Oh, really? Yeah.
And the weather's going to be kind, I think it looks at the moment, doesn't it? Is it?
Yeah, I think it looks good.
Yeah, so that's good. So you'll get passing trade as well as those people who have seen it and said, I'm going to go and have a look. Mm. There will be people out there because the weather's going to be okay.
Well, if everyone between now and in the next 2 weeks could just sun dance everywhere, please. Just to sort of, you know, so we can hedge our bets. We want sunshine.
So what have you got going on, Jackie? Give us a flavour of the stuff that's happening.
It's just going to be fabulous. It's just going to be a brilliant weekend because, again, although last year's was fab, I think this is going to be bigger and better because we've experienced last year and we're more confident in what we're doing.
So is it this coming weekend?
No, Hangleton is this weekend.
Okay, right. Yep.
And we're the 26th and 27th in East Brighton.
Okay.
But there's something for everyone. One of the most wonderful things about this, I think, is that the community can bond. It's a bond for the community to experience things together that they wouldn't have done. It sounds a bit preachy, that, and I don't mean it to, but it's just nice to see everyone together getting involved in stuff. One of the things I'm really looking forward to is Kate McCoy doing the washing up, which sounds bizarre.
And you've got someone doing the washing up. Right.
She could do the washing up, couldn't she? It's actually based on what you think and feel when you're doing the washing up, the politics of the washing up, who does the washing up. It sounds mad. You've got to see it. Come and see it.
And I have to say, I do some volunteering for a charity in Brighton, and I was sent an invitation to go to a performance of that earlier this week, which I couldn't get to go to because I had other commitments. But so that is an example to me of how it was reaching out to volunteers for Impetus, a charity that, you know, got invites to come along to one of the shows.
Yeah, it's all raising interest and awareness. Another brilliant local team, a Culture Clash. It were young people, rappers, comedians, poets, and they've just got such energy. They're very edgy, very urban, and they're just always great to watch. It doesn't matter how old you are. Just, you know, come and get involved. It's amazing.
So I was wondering, and then you've talked about the impact during festival time, but for both of you, what do you think the longer-term impact is on your communities of this?
We've already had an early start because this year we had two artists in residence, and we had Kiki Stickle from the Phoenix and Kate McCoy from Brighton People Theatre, who have been coming to our spaces and different groups, meeting different community groups in the community to start preparing an exhibition and avatars that will be in the park. And I'm really looking forward to the random act of neighbourliness exhibition.
Nice. Mm.
So that's be nice to everybody in your neighbourhood.
It is how people are and how we are as a neighbourhood and how we feel. I think the main theme is belonging.
I wonder if you've done anything like bring younger and older people together as well.
I tell you, the age group, the different ages watching Kate Tempest last year was out of this world.
Great.
It was a 94-year-old stood there watching her rocking out. It was amazing. So I think, it does bring young and old together. You're just all getting involved in stuff.
Well, I think, as you say, with the bandstand being out there for people to see, that is going to bring the people, all kinds of different people there, seeing what's going on. Mm. And that's this weekend.
Yes, this weekend in Hangleton, Saturday and Sunday.
And whereabouts is the bandstand, for those who don't know Hangleton?
In Hangleton Park, just outside the community centre.
Great.
Is that a number 5 bus?
All the number fives lead you to Hangleton.
Yes. Great. All roads lead to Hangleton. Well, I have to say, Jackie Summers and Valerie Fouché, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Reverb. And I hope, I mean, where do you see our place going? I hope it continues into the future.
Yeah.
You just raised your fists in the air, Jackie.
Are you going to come along?
I am. I'm going to come up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you're hoping that this is going to lead into many more future activities in the Brighton Festival and within the community as well.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because it also raises awareness of the community centres as well and what we do.
Absolutely, yeah.
It does, yeah. And we have commitment from Brighton Festival for 3 years.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, which
brilliant.
Is amazing, yeah.
That's brilliant. Great. Look, so Valerie Fouché, all the best for this weekend, and Jackie Summers, all the best to East Brighton. Where exactly is the
thanks,
venue?
Guys,
in
it's the Manor on Manor Road. It's just off Eastern Road.
Great.
Past the hospital.
Is that a number one bus?
It's a number one, a number seven. I think you can get a 37 somewhere.
Get you all those buses.
Get to the hospital and someone will direct you.
That's your place. Brighton Festival's your place coming up at the weekends.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.